Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Many people think that a missionary has to go to the far side of the earth to be a missionary, but of course that's not true. Missions is having a love and a burden to reach people everywhere. So let me share something today written by our Beyond My Missionary, John McDaniel. And it's called Pure Religion. And John tells us, the United States is home to more than 570 federally recognized Native American tribes, one of the largest of which is the Navajo Nation, spanning more than 27,000 square miles across Arizona, New Mexico, and Utah. The Navajo Reservation is the largest in the country, and this is the place that God has called us to serve. Since 2017, we've been serving among the Navajo people in the small community of Nashiti, New Mexico, at Nashiti Baptist Church. Our services are primarily conducted in English, although we regularly sing hymns in the Navajo language. And over the years, we have seen souls saved, people baptized, and discipled, but church growth has been slow. With little to no local economy in our community, aside from the occasional catering trailer or a woman selling tamales or spam burritos along the roadside, there's simply not enough economic opportunities to support a family. As a result, many good families eventually leave for nearby border towns to search for work, while others remain and survive largely on government assistance. Now, we're told in the Scripture that pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. And our family seeks to live out this command by reaching, encouraging, and helping those in need each week. Much of this ministry takes place through simple, everyday acts of service. We regularly pick up families and children and adults who do not have transportation so that they can attend church. We share meals. We visit in homes. We offer biblical counsel and encouragement to those facing difficult circumstances. My wife, April, faithfully disciples and counsels women and often speaks at ladies' meetings. And by the way, April is Navajo. And then Brother John says, our son David is also involved in serving and teaching Sunday school and preaching at youth meetings. As a family, we are grateful for the opportunity to invest in the lives of others and serve the Lord among the Navajo people. Missionary work requires a definite calling. It demands dedication and commitment, unusual resilience, and the willingness to adapt to a different culture, learn a foreign language, and embrace a different way of life while remaining firmly grounded in the truth of God's Word. This kind of ministry is not for everyone. Many who have come to the reservation have eventually gone. The work is not glamorous, and the challenges are real. Yet when we look at the people around us, we are reminded of the words of Jesus. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Would you pray for the Navajo Nation? Pray that more laborers would answer God's call and that many souls would come to know Christ. And I would add to this, would you pray for John and April McDaniel and their family as they reach souls for Christ there in the Navajo Nation?
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.